SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
We're talking about quiet strength of our mothers today at SOS Radio with Trudy Kathy White from Chick-fil-A. Good morning and happy Mother's Day week, Trudy.
Well, thanks. Great to be with you.
Well, in 1946, your dad, Truett Cathy, launched a restaurant in Georgia called Dwarf Grill, later renamed Dwarf House, and today we know it as Chick-fil-A as it's grown into a worldwide phenomenon. And most people who hear the story of Chick-fil-A think of your dad's creative ideas and his leadership as an entrepreneur, but your mom was a real catalyst behind the values of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She was. It's one of the reasons I wrote this book. So many people know about my dad being the founder of Chick-fil-A, but few have had the pleasure to really know my mom, Jeanette Cathy. She was a remarkable lady, and she had a significant impact on my dad, on our family, and even on our family business. So I thought it was time for her story to be told.
Yeah, it's interesting. When we grow up, our moms say a lot of those things over and over and over again that stick with us. And when they pass away, there's things you always remember. And your mom had a motto.
Yeah, my mom's motto was built around four words. It was, "You can with God." I remember so many times as a young girl, maybe being disappointed or discouraged about something. My mother was kind of my number one cheerleader. She'd say, "Trudy, you can do this with God." You know, there's some tremendous words in the Bible that say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And so my mother wanted to pass that truth on to us to help us to realize that your strength doesn't come from within your own self, but it comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ.
We're talking with Trudy Kathy White today from Chick-fil-A on SOS Radio, and she just wrote a new memoir about her mom. And, you know, a lot of times our moms are busy, whether they're working moms today or they work at home while the rest of us are out in the workplace. You know, there's a lot that goes in to leading a family. What are some of the characteristics that you learned from your mom, Trudy?
There were so many things that my mom taught me. First of all, she was just a good role model. Now, she wasn't a perfect mom because there are no perfect people, so I want to make sure people understand that. But she was a great role model to me. One of the things that she helped me understand was that everything we have has come from God and that we are to steward or manage it really well. And I just so appreciated that my mother modeled that for me. The other thing is that she helped me understand how to have a strong marriage. I watched my mom and dad interact with each other. I realized how committed my mother was to her marriage. My mom and dad were married almost 66 years. And so oftentimes we would just have conversations in the car and she would challenge me in how my marriage is going. And in the book, I talk a lot about some of these conversations that I would have with mother, some things that she demonstrated for me about how to be a good mom, how to raise children, and how to really care for other people in your community as well.
So Trudy, what have you learned about healthy conflict from watching your parents as you grew up? I mean, your family had a lot going on with Chick-fil-A growing and your mom raising you and your brothers at home. You know, you think about fighting fair. Everybody deals with conflict, but there are ground rules and things that we want to put in place so we don't take those cheap shots when things get tough.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think one of the things I recognized about my parents when it comes to conflict, there was deep commitment there. They were very, very committed in their marriage. They had, just like any other marriage, they had to work hard to keep it healthy and to keep it strong. But they just had this undercurrent commitment that whatever happens, we're not going separate ways. We're going to work through this together. Another part that I remember that was so much a big part of my mom and dad's life is prayer. Prayer was a big part of my mom and dad's life individually and together as a couple. In fact, one of the stories I talk about in the book is when my dad got older and someone needed to come by to pick him up to take him to the office, they would look in the kitchen window and they would see my mom and dad sitting at the kitchen table holding hands praying together. And they knew they shouldn't interrupt him. They would wait till they finished their morning time together. And so when couples pray together, God tends to bond that relationship together even stronger.
We're talking with Trudy Kathy White from Chick-fil-A today at SOS Radio. Trudy, you wrote a memoir honoring your mom, and it's Mother's Day week, and we're thinking about all the values and the virtue that our moms put into our life. And your mom grew up through some pretty turbulent times. I mean, the Great Depression, and then your family started a business in the 1960s with one individual restaurant that grew into Chick-fil-A today. I mean, your mom has an incredible story. She broke a lot of gender barriers by both attending college and seminary as a woman in the 40s.
Yeah, mother had an incredible life when you go. My dad often said all he did was take a piece of chicken and put it between buttered bun, but my mother had lots of talent and skills But if I go all the way back to when my mother was born, she was an only child raised by a single mom. And that's because her earthly father walked out on her when she was just a baby in arms. She actually never knew her earthly father her entire life. But as she got older, someone introduced her to her heavenly father. In the Bible, it says that if you will believe and receive, you can become a child of God's. And my mother was amazed by that opportunity to have that kind of relationship with the God who created her. And so her personal relationship with Jesus Christ really impacted her life as she grew up. And you're right, she wanted to study and learn, but she couldn't afford to go to college after high school. But a group of ladies in the local church provided her the opportunity to take classes at college and to go to seminary down in New Orleans to take classes there as well. She was a lifelong learner. Let me just tell you, this lady inspired all of us. When she was 65 years old, she decided she'd like to be an artist. She went and got her some oils and canvas, and she did some incredible paintings from during those latter years of her life. When she was 80, she wanted to get her first computer. The first time computers were coming out, she decided she needed to learn. And then I think she was 90 when she got her first iPhone. She saw everybody else flipping their phones open anymore. She wanted an iPhone like everybody else. She was learning all the time. And so it was an inspiration to us as children and an inspiration to my dad to never give up, to press on.
Yeah, because your dad didn't really like carrying around a phone, right?
He did not. My mother bought him a cell phone, but he never used it and never touched a computer, for sure.
It was a few years ago, we did a marketing workshop at your Chick-fil-A headquarters over in Atlanta, and we were hanging out in your dad's office, and they were talking about his secretary would have to track him down. And he didn't carry his cell phone around, or he'd have it, but he'd just leave the flip phone over in the corner, and she'd have to drive over to the Varsity and go find him eating chili dogs.
You're exactly right.
We're talking to Trudy Cathy White today from Chick-fil-A at SWS Radio. Trudy, what did you learn from your mom about shepherding your kids and being intentional on the spiritual disciplines to lead your kids towards Jesus and not just let them figure it out on their own?
Yeah, well, from early on, my mother was a great influence on our life from a spiritual standpoint. But, you know, I want to remind moms that are listening that, you know, my mother, just like you all as mothers, was constantly trying to tell us what to do and what not to do. And she was talking to us and she would feel like, you know, I just don't think my children are listening. I don't think they're getting it. And then she realized, you know, maybe I shouldn't worry so much about what I'm saying, but be more concerned about what I'm doing. And so she was very aware of the fact that we were watching everything that she did. And so she modeled for us a faith that was active in day-to-day life. I mean, she would sing songs about God. She would sing to him. She would talk out loud to her Heavenly Father, and we would be right there with her. If she misplaced her remote to her TV, she'd say, "Now, Father, I need you to help me find my remote to the television because you know where it is in this house, and I don't." So it was very interesting to watch her put her faith into practice in the difficult times, but even in just the little things of life. So it was an act of trust that was demonstrated to us that pointed us back to the Lord all the time.
We're talking to Trudy Cathy White today from Chick-fil-A on SWS Radio. This Mother's Day week, she's releasing a memoir that she wrote about the legacy of her mom, Jeanette Cathy. And you call this a quiet strength. Talk about the strength that you saw your mom model and how it affected you.
Yeah, you know, after I got the manuscript all written for this book, the hardest thing was coming up with the title. It's like, how do you, in a few short words, describe the life of this lady who was so powerful? But the words of quiet strength really do describe her. She wasn't the person that was concerned about being on stage or having the mic. She didn't need to be in the spotlight. But she realized that if she could support us as children, if she could support her husband, that became a critical role for us. In fact, we often titled her the chief supporting officer of the company, of this business. And I think a lot of times people feel like that, you know, you have to be the one that is in the spotlight. But actually, it's sometimes in those subtle, small ways that we impact other people around us. In my book, I talk about conversations with my mom in the car. I talk about just hanging out together, things that we shared together, how she lived her life that was so helpful for me in my own life now.
We're talking to Trudy Cathy White from Chick-fil-A today at SWS Radio and her new book. It's called A Quiet Strength, The Life and Legacy of Jeanette M. Cathy. SWS Radio, thanks for calling in today, Trudy.
Oh, listen, thank you so much for having me on. Happy Mother's Day to all those who are listening. And let me just encourage you, some words from the Bible that says, "In quietness and trust shall be your strength." So our strength comes from being quiet and trusting in a wonderful God who loves us.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.